Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
It's the weekend. It's the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. Now that we're past Valentine's Day, what's going on at the stores?
Oh, Jeff, it's always exciting at our store. We are taking down any leftover Valentine decor, and there's really not that much. We sold through most of that, and now we're preparing for Easter. I always say on this real estate show that we are creating dreams with front doors. When you buy a home, it is a dream. You're creating memories. You're creating an atmosphere. And today I am so excited because we have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders back on the show. They're regulars on the show. And I have to tell you, even off air, we have so much fun. So I'm really, really excited. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you, Heather. We're so glad to be back.
Thanks, Heather.
So much fun. Okay, Drew, I'm going to brag about you for a minute because you just returned from India.
Yeah,
we got back.
We went to India for a couple of weeks, my wife and I. I guess that was our Valentine's Day. No, it was just we love to travel. And we went to India and we started in New Delhi and we went to Ranthambore and saw tigers and we went to Udaipur and we went to Jaipur and Jodhpur and then flew down to Mumbai and were there for a few days and then flew home. And that's a brutal flight. Yeah. So it was fantastic. It was super fun. And I took a lot of pictures.
Good on you. So I felt like I experienced some of your adventure because I follow you on social media and your pictures are always incredible. And then you bring that talent to your real estate industry.
Yeah, I learned how to do photography because I had to for real estate. And we kept losing photographers. They would find something else to do. Maybe they weren't getting paid well enough. Photographers generally don't get paid well enough. And so I learned how to do it. We always had good equipment around the office. And every time we got a new camera, I was interested in photography for 6 months or something. And then it would kind of go away. And I had lots of hobbies and lots of things to do. And this last time, which was about 8.5 years ago, it stuck.
It stuck.
And I'm crazy about photography.
Drew has to go back. I mean, Drew was actually in Newsweek back when we looked like we were 17 and we were just barely starting in real estate. Should we even say how long we've been doing this?
Yes.
It's terrible.
Yes,
it's
embarrassing. You should.
Anyway.
Wait a minute. You were in Newsweek back when it was a real magazine?
It was a real magazine. Back in the day. Drew was in there because he had a digital camera and we were out making full color flyers at the time for clients. And so we would go out and we'd snap the picture. This is when our colleagues would be out and they would take the regular camera and snap some pictures, take it to the 1 hour photo place and make 27 or 30 copies or whatever, and then come back and glue them on to the front of the flyer and stick them in the box.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. That's when we started. And so Drew had this digital camera and he'd go snap some pictures and then we'd drive down to Kinko's and we were young and we would literally spend all night long at the Kinko's
trying to spool a file across a serial port from Quark Express to the Rip.
And you know, they didn't have Monster Energy drink back then.
No.
We didn't need it back then.
No, we didn't need it.
You didn't need it. You guys always have lots of energy.
30 years ago.
Yes.
It was like magic. We'd take these pictures. The next morning, we'd show up with their flyers, and they're like, wow, this is fantastic. And so that was one of the things we would do to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace and get buyers to actually pull over and grab a flyer because they'd see color flyers. Like,
you know, it feels like something similar happened just a few years ago when people started adding drones to their real estate listings. I was like, oh my goodness, wow.
Let's talk about drones, Drew. Here we go.
Well, that's the thing. There was a time that Matthew and I would hire a lift truck, like a truck with a boom that drove around to take aerial pictures for us of our listings. And so drones were magic for us. And I got my first one in about 2008 and it didn't have GPS on it. And it was insanely difficult to control. And we spent a silly amount of money on it. And then we got rid of it because I could not learn to fly the damn thing.
Did you crash it?
I did. I crashed it. I went over to the church and I built this rig that went underneath it to keep it from tipping over or smashing into something. And I crashed it over and over and over and over and over again. I couldn't learn how to fly it right. And then I got back in about 9 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, when the Phantom 2 from DJI came out. And I've gone through a zillion drones since then. The one that we have now, I love to use, and I come up and I take pictures, skyline pictures of Salt Lake City, or pictures of the State Capitol building, or of the LDS temples, or all kinds of things with it, landscapes, because it's a Sony drone. And I'm one of very, very few that have this thing. And it will carry the very, very best camera that Sony makes. And so I can take a 62 megapixel low light picture in the middle of the night or by moonlight of a listing or of one of these things that I want to take pictures of. And, you know, cityscapes are one of my favorite things to take pictures of. And they're beautiful.
But I think it really gives you an edge in the real estate industry, because photography is so important. Videography is so important, because a lot of people are shopping for their homes online.
That's what I was doing this morning, is going out and shooting pictures of new listings. Yeah. So, but you're right. It gives you context. You know, I mean, in the movie business, they call that initial view of a scene in a movie or something the establishing shot, because it lets people imagine where the story is taking place, you know, in what kind of environment. And so you put yourself there. And in real estate, it's the same thing, where people can imagine, they understand the neighborhood, they understand how close a home is to the businesses or the amenities that the community has to offer, by being able to see the home contextually in its environment. And so those aerial shots are really intriguing and important.
Yeah. And there's no additional fee.
No, to have that. Yeah, it's easy nowadays. So you have to have a license to use it and to get those. But I've got a FAA license. I got it as soon as it was available in the United States, and back in 2016. And I actually have one in Canada and in the EU now.
Do you have to take a test for that?
You do. Most of what they're not teaching you how to fly drones. Drones are easy to fly. What they're teaching you how to do at this point is make sure that you don't get in the way of aircraft. Hmm. That's what they're worried about more than anything else.
Don't smack into a plane.
Yeah, don't do something stupid and endanger people.
For sure. So if you are considering selling your home, you need to call Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders. They are with UtahRealEstate.net, because not only do you get two agents for the price of one on your listing, but then you have all this added value in the videography and the photography Drew's skills.
Yes. And I enjoy doing the photography for it, but I enjoy going and doing landscape photography and wildlife photography more than that. But, you know, there's a difference between work and hobbies, right?
You're representing a house. I mean, when we bought our house 8 years ago now, we were mesmerized by a 3D walkthrough of the house, where you click your mouse more and you go through the rooms.
Yeah, we've got
those.
Do
you do that? And does that help sell a house?
Absolutely. We've sold homes to people out of the country many times, where they've never seen it, and they buy it sight unseen. But with those tours, they can actually negotiate their way through, and they can go and see what the brand name is or the model number is on the fridge in the kitchen, you know. And you can go back and remind yourself of one that you took a quick look through. They're an imperative part of selling real estate at this point. We've been doing those for about 12 years at this point.
So we've got two of the cameras, and so we go out and we do them on everything. In fact, we had some out-of-state sellers we were getting ready to sell a duplex for, and so that the family members could make decisions on some upgrades we were recommending, we just shot a quick 3D tour and then had a family call. Everybody got on. I said, here, look at this and look at that. Here's some bids on what we could do, you know, to do some things. And then we've got Heather Osmond. She'll come over and help stage things like for us, right? And the family could say, and it was so easy for them, so that we could help them get the property listed and help them get top dollar, which is harder to do maybe just trying to explain it over the phone.
The other thing that we do is when we're selling new construction, a lot of times we'll use one of those 3D cameras to build a tour of the property before it gets completely sheetrocked. So somebody has the ability to go back and see what is inside their walls. So if they want to change something or upgrade something or remodel something or add a plug or something somewhere, they can do that and they know where everything is in their house, what's underneath the walls.
100%. So today we are creating dreams with front doors. We have Matthew Flinders, Drew Armstrong, UtahRealEstate.net on the show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
The Real Estate Show continues on KSL. Thanks for joining us. Jeff Kaplan here alongside Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehigh and Orem. So you mentioned you cleaned out all the Valentine's stuff. What's next?
Yeah, so spring is blooming at Osmond Designs. We're currently bringing out all of our florals. And I don't know, there's just something happy about flowers, right? And especially fake flowers that look like real flowers, they're just the best. So you buy them, you put them on your nightstand, you put them on your coffee table, on your end table. You know, they just go everywhere and it just brings happiness and joy. So come check out Osmond Designs. The entire store is an additional 20% off the lowest mark price, and no one beats our prices. So that's kind of fun. Come check it out. Today we're on The Real Estate Show. We have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders. Their business is UtahRealEstate.net, two of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. I'm just saying, I've known you guys for like 25 years. Always admire and respected your work and your work ethic, and you guys are incredible. And you're really setting trends in the real estate industry. In addition to, you know, your experience, we just, in the last episode, we talked about your photography skills, your videography skills, and, you know, what a difference that makes in online shopping. So for this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the real estate market and what's going on nationally, and then, you know, bring that back home to Utah. Matthew, take it away.
All right. Drew, I think Heather just called you really old.
I'm really old,
super
I'm your age, you guys.
She keeps having to remind herself of how old I am because I look so young.
Exactly. Right. You are.
We are so old. We've been doing this so long. We've crossed well over 2,000 properties sold. And so Heather likes to have us come on and tell us what's happening in the market. And I was just saying before the show, I think a lot of the public doesn't realize, you know, we feel what the market's doing before the public realizes that. And in the last 4 weeks, I've been in three multiple offer situations again, something a lot of agents and people are dreading, you know, is a situation where, you know, prices are starting to move back up. You've got interest rates, people feeling like interest rates are going to drop this year. And so they're feeling more optimistic right now. And there's not a lot of inventory. So they are coming and you're getting more than one person offering on a property. And we're seeing, you know, buyers more willing to pay top dollar for houses. And I think that looks like it's going to continue. I know two of the builders that I've been talking to and paying attention to are both increasing production, one by 15% this year, one by 10% this year. And so, you know, I think we're going to have a busy real estate year. And I think if anyone listening to the show, if you've been on the sidelines thinking, you know, should I go ahead? Wait, aren't we going to have a crash or something like that? The odds are against that. And, you know, go call your agent, look at the stats with them, or call Drew. And
call my partner.
Right, I'm busy.
He's been in India. He needs to start
you
working now.
There's limited inventory on the market. And here in Utah, everybody knows this. Mm-hmm. How much do interest rates have to come down before we see a flood of properties showing up on the market?
I don't know if interest rates come down, a lot of people have such low interest rates on their primary house right now that they're unwilling to sell and make that change. They come and they talk to us all the time, but then they realize like, hey, to get the extra couple of rooms that I want or this or that, my payment is going to double. And so then they just sit back. So if interest rates drop, you might find some of these motivated people more willing to put their house on the market and try to make that change.
And I don't know what it's going to take to do that. I think that every time that they come back down, and they have come down, and so we've seen a lot more interest, but we have not seen people putting their homes on the market as much as they are willing to go ahead and they're renting their place in order to have the margin between what their payment is and what the rents are to help them pay the high interest rate that they're going to have to be paying, which is lower than it was, but it's higher than their existing mortgages. And so they take that margin and use that margin to help them cope with the higher payment that's going to be coming on their next home.
I agree, Drew. And no one knows real estate like you guys. Not only do you sell real estate, residential and commercial, but you are also investors. You are in the market. You're currently, you know, building new. Tell me about your new project. This is so cool.
The new project, we own a very large hole on Main Street.
I heard that the excavator dug it a little too deep.
Yeah, I did dig it a little too deep. But it's on Main Street in Pleasant Grove. And the last building we built that was adjacent to it, we look at it and go, oh, that's a big building. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the hole and we're going, okay, yeah, this is 3.5 times as big as that one is. And it's huge, but it's going to be 24 units in this building, and it is a mixed use building, and so it has storefronts and then apartments upstairs. And we are in the design phase of the next one that we're going to do. We've got a couple more that we're planning on doing down there too.
You guys are killing it. And I think, you know, there's just cities like Pleasant Grove that have tired downtown areas, so you guys are just, you know, in there making it cool again. I love that about
you. It's changing. Yeah, it's changing.
Drew's been to lots of trainings and things like that. He's obsessed with bringing older downtowns back to life and helping the city understand how to park them and how to get the right number of restaurants and different kinds of shops to bring, you know, people back to the downtowns. And we hope for that for all these great cities in Utah.
I think so, too. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. People always ask me, how do I hire a real estate agent? And I think you ask questions. You meet with people. You see what they have to offer. I love recommending Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders. Their company is UtahRealEstate.net, and you get two for the price of one. And then you get all of Drew's expertise in regards to, you know, his drone footage, his videography, the photography. So online purchases and shopping is more important than ever. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more information on what the Utah real estate market is doing right now.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
President's Day weekend, and you're listening to the Real Estate Show on KSL. Thanks a lot for being here. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. Is there any special decor for President's Day?
Of course, Jeff. We love holidays, and we always love to celebrate them. And we have additional markdowns on all of our furniture this weekend only. And it's so great because there's no school on Monday, so you just have a little extra time. If you are not traveling, you're doing a staycation, make sure you include visiting one of the Osmond Design stores, or maybe both. We have locations in Orem and in Lehigh, over 45,000 square feet of in-stock product. Bring your truck and trailer, pick it up, take it home, and enjoy President's Day weekend.
And if you want another, like an outside plug for Heather's store, you know, if you're planning to sell your house this summer, you can go out and buy some furniture, and it will help your house sell for a top dollar and sell faster. So I remember back when we first met Heather, we used to go, and we were amazed because the way Drew and I met Heather is we sold a couple of her houses. And we would do the market analysis, and then we started to show her, look, you are selling your properties for like 5 or 6% more than the market analysis shows, and it's from staging. Now, Heather is an amazing stager and a decorator. She's got her own furniture stores now and things like that. But we started to go into appointments, and I would tell people, I would say, you know, are you, you know, you're buying the next house. Do you have furniture for the next house? You know, here's an idea. If you want to go over and buy the couch that you want or buy some of the things that you want and come stage your current house with that, I think you're going to get your money back, and it might be free making the move to the new house with some new furniture. So if you're planning to move this summer, stop by Heather's store, go get some new furniture, restage your house, and then call us up and we'll help you get the house sold and make the move.
Matthew, you're the best. You're
who
so
are
cool.
these guys?
Who are these guys? I know, I'm a little biased. You guys are just awesome, and I admire and respect your work in the real estate industry. What's going on with interest rates this week, you guys?
Do you want to, I mean, should we look them up right now? I mean, central banks rates right now on the conventional loans are 6.625, and that it depends on what your credit score is and if you're self-employed or W-2 or things like that.
FHA or like six and an eighth right now. So
wow.
FHA or VA. And so they're pretty good. They jumped just a little bit. Because the jobs report came out last month that was so good, that was unexpectedly good. And so the things went up just a little bit when they thought that they were going to go down just a little bit. And the Fed is still saying that they're going to see things trend downward. Right now, they're a little neutral. But their expectation was maybe 6 reductions this year. And now it's like maybe 3. So but the trend is downward. At the same time, if you wait for things to go down, you know, you're dealing with what we're experiencing. I mean, Matthew was sharing the fact that he has had 3 different multiple offer situations in the last couple of weeks. And I'm seeing the same thing. That's so common right now. And it's one of those things where if you continue to see multiple offer situations, then people are going to go, well, I could get a little bit more for my house. And so it's like, are you going to wait for prices to start creeping up again or for rates to go down a little more? And it's kind of hard.
It's right. tough to navigate that, no right. doubt. We are talking to Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders. Their business is UtahRealEstate.net. They are 2 of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. And we've been talking about interest rates and what's going on in the market. One of my favorites is Central Bank. They are loyal and trusted friends of the Real Estate Show here on KSL, and we want to give them a shout out. Central Bank has been serving Utah for over 130 years, and their history and sustained growth is definitely noticed in this industry. They love investing in their neighborhoods. Check out Central Bank if you are thinking of buying a home, residential, commercial. They do construction loans. They do business loans. I've done all of those loans with Central Bank, and they also have a youth savings program. So all of my kids have those, and they do just such a great job. And, you know, they're so friendly, and all of their loan committees are twice a week, so they don't send it to California or out of state, and you're just approved right there, and they make it super fast and easy. So thank you, Central Bank, for your contribution investing in the Utah market. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what's going on nationally.
I think nationally we're still seeing the same thing that we're seeing in Utah. We're seeing low inventory. I was just referring a buyer out of the area and talking to an agent there, asking them what it was like for them and hearing kind of similar things, that they're starting to see some of the better houses and certain price ranges and things like that, getting multiple offers. You know, there's, you know, within the agent community, agents are a little bummed about that. You know, you in a way for the seller, you're excited when you represent the seller and you can help them get top dollar that way. And you feel bad for the buyers, you know, especially after we've seen prices go up so much in the last couple of years. But I think that we're likely to see prices improve over the summer unless we magically get some new inventory. And I don't see how we're going to do that, even with some of our local builders being committed to bringing more houses, you know, building more houses this summer.
And when you say improve, you mean they're going to go up.
Right. That's what I mean. Like when you have a multiple offer situation, that's what's going to happen. And I just had a buyer this week, and they were doing some math with the lender and thinking, you know what, we are married to the house we buy, but we're kind of dating that rate. You know, if we lock in now and get a house now rather than waiting like they'd been thinking, you know, they could do a refinance later if it makes sense, if they drop as much as some people think.
For sure. And if you can save $50,000 or $100,000 on a home but have a little bit higher interest rate and then refinance that in a year or two or three, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer.
That's a better way to guarantee that you are in control of your situation, because if you wait and maybe rates don't go down as much, but as we're seeing this increased activity because of the time of year and because of a lack of inventory and because rates have come down a little bit, that, you know, you're, that's out of your control. What happens to pricing when other people, when the demand goes up, that's completely out of your control. And so if you can grab something now, then you're better off.
Right. And it's fun for me when I get the calls from people who listen to this show, and a lot of people who tune in, who are thinking about the market and thinking about, you know, carefully what their plans are, and they'll call me up and we have these longer, interesting conversations about things. You know, I think people that are paying attention, you know, are really going to figure this out, you know, better than the general public who just doesn't know what's going on in the market.
For sure. And KSL friends, if you have questions that you want to ask and have answered on this show, please email me. It's heather@osmondesigns.com. We will give you a shout out on the show, and we would love to answer those questions. We've been doing this show for over 4 years, and we love to hear from our listeners. I do have people call me, email me, text me, and we are so happy to help with any of that. So here's another question for you guys. People always ask me, are in-home tours a thing of the past, or are people still doing that?
Those are good questions. One of the things that we have found is that no matter what you are seeing on the computer might tell you where to go, the pictures might tell you where to go, but you need to open the utility closet, right? And you need to look at the furnace, and you need to look at the water softener, and you need to pay attention to what kind of plumbing the place has. And you need to do some of those inspections. And one of the things that's really valuable about having a couple of realtors that have been doing this for 30 years, I mean, I have a general contractor's license as well, is that a lot of times when we're looking at each of the homes, yes, you should get a home inspection eventually, but it's our job to choose which house we think is good enough to actually spend the money on getting a home inspector out there to look at it after we've put it under contract. And it's nice to be able to have somebody that goes through with you and can point out some of the defects or the challenges that you may be expecting to come down the line within the next few years, in a way that, where if you're just looking at the interior decorating, that's beautiful, but that in some ways that's a little superficial. And so I don't see how, I mean, maybe with new construction, with the right builder that has the right reputation, you could buy it completely sight unseen and feel somewhat comfortable. But I don't see with real estate where every single house is different. You know, a five-year-old home that is owned by a family that takes care of everything the minute something fails on it, or one that has not been touched and nothing has been updated or fixed in the entire 5 years that they owned it. Those are two very different products.
For sure. And I think having an experienced real estate agent like Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders, their company is UtahRealEstate.net, makes all the difference in the world. Just like you're saying, it's just, you know, knowledge is power. So if you know that there are some deferred maintenance issues, then you can negotiate that price down and know that you're probably going to have to spend some money on those things. And I have to tell you, a lot of the best deals that I've purchased in real estate are the fixer-uppers.
Yeah.
And some people aren't willing to do that.
Right.
And you can easily walk into a home and get emotionally attached. I love the kitchen. I love the sofa. I love the fireplace.
Especially if you have Heather stage it for you before you sell it. It works.
If you need some help with that, we're going to make it look really good and right, help you get more money for your home. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We love doing this show. We love giving you advice and information that's helpful to you. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
We are back with the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan, here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem. You usually talk about investing in real estate. We haven't gotten to that yet. I'm all ears.
Yes, Jeff. This is going to be a great episode for you. God bless America. It's President's Day weekend. And, you know, at Osmond Designs, of course, we're having a holiday sale. So come check that out if you have some extra time. And today we're going to be talking about investing in real estate. We have two of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah, Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders, with UtahRealEstate.net. You guys first started real estate. I worked at the same real estate company as you did. I remember
a long time ago
when we were super old. Yeah, back in the olden days, we did that. And you guys purchased your first duplex, and I purchased investment property. And look at us now, you guys. This is crazy.
Got a few more.
Yeah, Drew
actually bought a house. And then he lived in one of the regular bedrooms and rented out the master bedroom to somebody else. And his payment was like $8 for the house.
Single.
Wow. He was single. And that is how Drew got started in investing.
So is this a question you get asked every single day? How do I invest?
Every week we're answering this question. And Drew and I are some of the worst agents you could probably ever call to try, you know, because people call us up and say, hey, I want to sell my house and I want to buy this other one. And then after they get done sitting down with us and really seeing how some of their different options, now they're thinking, okay, I am going to keep my house and then I'm going to buy the next one. And because now they understand how they can actually do that. And we own rentals ourselves and we know, you know, how, and we share the forms. We help people see how to do that kind of thing if they're interested in hearing about it. And I think sometimes giving the people the confidence to do that.
Well, so, I am interested because every time I try and do the math on this, it never works out. Right? You must have some different kind of math.
We have different math.
So one of the things that I'll sit down and I'll tell people is I'll say, so here's the way it works. Like if you're going to keep a property and then buy your next one. So everybody listening to the show, just pay attention to these numbers, these ratios and stuff. But say you've got a property and it will rent for $2,000 a month. If you can get your payment down to $1,500 a month, which is 75% of what the rent is, then there is no effect on your debt to income ratio in buying the next house. So sometimes when a buyer, you know, of any age will come and talk to me about, you know, here's what I want to do, and they'll say, I'd really love to invest in real estate. We talk about that. And when you're choosing how much to put down on a house, or, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to be accelerating my payment every month. And I say, hold on, what if instead of that, you saved up that money for a while and then you called up your bank and did what's called a recast so that you can help improve that ratio to get down where you want it.
Well, what is a recast?
A recast is when, you know, say your current, you know, you owe, you know, $300,000 on your mortgage right now. And you go over a couple of years and you save $50,000 and you can go and call the provider, pay that $50,000. Now you own $250,000 and they recast your payment, which is essentially lowering your payment down. You know, where if you just paid ahead, then you'd still owe $250,000 and you'd be ahead. But this is going to actually lower that payment down so that you can go ahead and buy that next property. And it's an idea that some people, they're just not thinking of, and they think, well, I've got to sell my property in order to buy the next one. And that's one of the ways that you keep it instead.
Did you know that 90% of the millionaires in the United States made their money in real estate? It wasn't working their day job. You can't earn enough money working for your hours. It has to be equity. Jeff, have to invest.
Do you think they started with moves like what you're talking about here?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to move out and sell our house. No, don't.
No.
Instead, and it starts like that.
It does.
I have clients who, when I see them every once in a while, they come up and it's like they want to hug me because they're so glad they did that and they're seeing the difference now, you know, what it made in their life. So it's a fun job for us. We love trying to help people do that. And we're happy to talk to people. People listening to the show might, you know, look up, Call Drew. He's really good at this. UtahRealEstate.net. Call him up. He'll talk all day long.
Drew is Matthew's partner, and Matthew is always so generous in giving Drew more business because they split everything 50-50.
We do.
That's amazing. Yeah. But Drew deserves that because he just returned from India. So poor Matthew's been working hard. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We'll be back next week.